So welcome to the year of 5778, the year of iron heck. We know what an iron is. Do you have that on the first slide? That is not the first slide. That's the first slide. This is the year of iron heck. You may want to say Chet, but this is not a guitar player. Nor a country and western singer. It's a very nasally sound, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to say it all night or not. The year of Ayin Chet. It's a year to live and to ride the winds of heaven and to gain prophetic revelation to advance through the door to your destiny. How many of you want to advance? We've been standing and knocking at the door. This is the year the Lord has opened the door. Just as we crossed into a season, we're in a season. A season is a pocket of time in which Holy Spirit brings into our lives so that we can accomplish something. God can accomplish something through us. So we're in a season that he wants to accomplish something. The season that we're in right now is the season of iron, the 70s. It's a decade. You can have seasons of a week, seasons of a year, seasons of decades, seasons that seem to go on forever. It's a prophetic season of the eye. In an iron season, God wants to increase our ability to see, not just what we see in the natural, but to see beyond the natural to what he's doing in the supernatural. Look again and see like we've never seen before. This is the year of iron heck, and in this year and every iron year, we're at a crossroads. If you look at the Hebrew letter iron, it looks like there's a crossroad. And every year, we have to make a choice whether we're going to go into the future with the Lord or we're going to hang on to our past. If you remember when we entered the year 5770, we said this would be a season in which every year the dark would get darker, and the light would get lighter, and there would be less and less and less gray in between. You can see that all around the world. You can see it in our community. You can see it in our nation. It's time for us to let the light shine brighter. Every iron season is a supernatural season. If you remember, iron is an iron word that means watcher. Angels are watcher spirits. Demons are watcher spirits. One is looking to see if they can trip you up, and one is looking to see if they can bring you into the fullness of what the Lord has promised for you. This year, God wants to teach us further about angels and demons and spiritual warfare, because it's going to be vital that we understand these things this year. I'm not going to get into it tonight, but major principalities are going to start to lose their hold. Last night, I literally saw one of them losing their hold in this region while we worshiped. In 5778, expect to meet angels in your gates to help you press through and overcome the obstacles that are on your path. This year, expect that those angels already have their marching orders, that when we align our heart with the Lord and say yes to his will, they're going to move those things that are opposing his will so that we can move forward. As we face the battles of life, God wants you to know that you have powerful allies. As you align with the purposes of God and move forward in faith through the door that Father's opening before you, he wants you to know that there are angels that are going to be there for you. He's created them. He's released them. Even last Sunday, as we were ending the conference in Texas, such a powerful manifestations of angels came that literally had photos of it. But it was so powerful that everyone was just... you could feel the presence of heaven had entered earth. Chuck Pierce was wise enough that when he got up to give his message, he just said, "I think the Lord's just ended. There's nothing we can say." And he apostolically sent us out with the angels that were assigned to accompany us. Expect expect angelic assistance this year. Not presumptuously, because they're looking for the sons and daughters, the heirs of righteousness. So when we align our heart with God, they're there to help us. In Hebrew, Ayin is the letter for 70, which is the number of empowerment and release. That is why Lisa got that mantle, because this is her year of greater release. In Numbers 11, God poured out his spirit on the 70 elders, and they all prophesied. They all received an anointing. And God is not a respecter of persons. He wants that we would all move in the gifts that he's given us. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent out the 70 disciples to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to raise the dead, to preach the good news. And here's the good news. When they came back, in Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I have given you, that's each of us, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. That means that even the principalities and powers, when the Lord calls the body of Christ to go against them, not stand against them, go against them, the gates of hell cannot withstand a forward marching body of Christ. That's what he said. That nothing, not even the devil himself, can stop us from moving forward. This is a year where we're going to see the Lord manifesting his victory through his kids. That's us. So the decade of Ayin is a season to receive the Spirit's power and move forward in faith to see signs and wonders. You know, he wants you to be a sign that causes your neighbor to wonder who he is. That's what signs and wonders are all about. Well, when you prayed, that went away. Why does that work? Only because I was talking to the one who can make it go away. 5778 is the year of Ayin Hek. So let's look at Hek. In the ancient Hebrew, it's the eighth letter of the Aleph Bet. And it's got a numerical number of eight. In ancient Hebrew, the pictograph was that of a fence or a wall. It literally looked like part of an old wooden ladder on its side. In classical Hebrew scripture, Hek is constructed by the preceding two letters of Vav and Zion, and it's connected with a thin line across the top. So in the ancient Hebrew, they would draw the Vav, which was 2 years ago. They would draw the Zion, which was last year, and then they would connect it with a small little connector. Hek is the gateway between a balanced and harmonious living together of rest and activity. In other words, start to honor the Sabbath. If you want to move forward, that's not an option. Because the doorway to the future is a balance between our resting in the Lord and the activity he calls us to. I can't remember who it was. Someone today said something to me about... I know who it was now. Said something about... You can't work, you be just like me. And I said, no, I take a day of rest. We have to balance our work with rest. There's an acronym. If you put a B above a U, above an S, and above a Y, what do you see? Busy. Bound under Satan's yoke. We need to be active for Christ, not busy doing things that keeps us from resting in his love. In this year, there's several words we need to look at. Chaim is one. It's the letter for life. So Ket is a letter in which you would see, and a lot of people have jewelry that reflects it, that looks, they say it's the letter for life or abundant life. Chi is the letter of living. So who do you call upon in 5778? You call upon Elohim Chi, the living God. That is one of the names of the Lord in Scripture. This year, we get to draw from his living nature. How many of you want more of the abundant life? That's what Jesus said we were going to have. That's who Elohim Chi gives us. Another Het word is Cain. It's the number 8, and it's the number of grace. So one of the things, one of the meanings for the number 8 is grace. This is a year of grace, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Another Hebrew word, Het word is chokmah. It's the number of wisdom. How many of us need some more wisdom? Someone walked up to me just a little while ago and said, can't get enough. Well, this is one of the things we can never get enough of. This is the thing that always defeats the enemy. He has all knowledge. He has great understanding. But only wisdom comes by the Spirit of the Lord. And so he doesn't have wisdom. Only you can have wisdom. Another Het word is kamnan, which is to bend down or stoop in kindness to an inferior or to do favor. So if you're a person who does random acts of kindness and you do this nice little quiet thing like put balloons on someone's chair for their birthday, that is a kanan. That is an act of favor from the Lord. Can you be a vessel of favor? Het is also thought to be the letter of light. Since Vav represents the Yasser light that descends from God into the earth, and Zion represents the Kozer light that ascends and returns into heaven, some consider that Ket is the doorway of light from heaven, which is one of the reasons why this is the year of the open door. Since Ket is formed from Vav 6 and Zion 7, one of the power numbers for Ket would be 13. 13 is the same power number in Hebrew as is love, avaha, and echad, one love. And that, if we put these two ideas together, we can see what Jesus taught us, that love unifies in true fellowship in John 17, 22, and 23, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity. Without love, we can't walk in unity. Father's looking this year for the bride of Christ to begin to walk in sanctified unity. That's unity that's based on his holiness. Not just agreeing that we're going to build something together or we're going to do something together, but a unity that is set apart for his glory. In 5778, look for Holy Spirit opening doors of fellowship and the true unity of his presence to release abundant life. There are going to be unique opportunities for you this year where someone needs a touch of the Lord and you are his anointing point. You don't need oil, although a lot of unbelievers think if they get anointed with oil, they'll get something special. You know what they get? Your fingers. That's where the anointing is. His presence in you. And so, yes, Scripture says to use oil. And we use oil. But it's a connecting place for your hand. Chaim is the letter that resembles the doorway where the blood of the Lamb was applied during the first Passover that was recorded. If you do not put the blood of the Lamb on your doorposts, spiritually, you do not have the proclaimed victory of Christ in that area. In other words, if I don't get deliverance, I haven't procured the promise of deliverance He can reach higher than I thought. Can you turn off that? Thank you. If I don't take the blood of the Lamb and put it on my life, my marriage, my family, my grandchildren, the enemy has free access. If I don't apply the blood of the Lamb to my property, my apartment, the hotel rooms that we rent when we travel, he has the right to trespass. Even the Egyptians understood that. On the night of the 10th plague, the death of the firstborn, when the Hebrews were putting the blood on their doorposts and their lintels, even the Egyptians that did that because they feared the God of Israel had their first son spared. The world uses the word of God more than the body of Christ today. Apply the blood this year. Het is the number 8 and represents grace that can be seen in the Bible in the concept of new beginnings. The covenant of circumcision marked the new beginning of a boy's life was always done on the 8th day. There were 8 souls that were saved in the great flood of Noah, a new beginning. The Lord affirmed his covenant to Abraham 8 times, showing him clearly this was going to be a new relationship. David was the 8th son of Jesse, the one through whom our Savior would be born. Sukkot is the 8-day festival that anticipates the world to come, the glory of the Lord to come. It is the only feast that lasts for 8 days. Jesus rose from the dead on the 8th day, the first day of the new week, because 7 was the time of completion. So this is a time that we should expect new beginnings. Another Het word is kalak. It means smoothness. It also means portion. Now, every Hebrew letter has good connotations and bad. Tonight, I'm not going to give you all the bad. Other Het words are sin and falling short and all that stuff. But the one I want to concentrate on here is portion. Psalm 119. Verse 57 says, the Lord is my portion. What is the portion that has been held back from you this year? What is the inheritance that has been stolen from you? This is a year in which you should pursue the Lord for the fulfillment of his word, that he will be your portion and he will restore your portion. Another word is kalak, which means to apportion, to separate, to deal, to distribute, to divide as in an inheritance. Look for those things that have been hung up to finally make it through the system this year. Remind the angels that gather that Father has made a promise to gather in those things. Ron and Valerie, that's your promise. To gather in those things that have been scattered and held back. Another word is kalah, which means to appease or to entreat the favor of or seek. This is a time in which we need to press in to the favor of the Lord. We need to seek his favor. I heard Marisa Deanne got great favor of the Lord again. That is what we're looking for. His favor manifest in the earth, in ordinary circumstances, to open doors for each of us. Kanan means to show favor, to be gracious, to graciously favor, or it means gracious. This is a year of grace. We're going to talk about that in a little more detail. Kashab means to weave or to fabricate. It can also, in a malicious sense, mean to contrive, to think, to consider, to conceive. Allow the Lord to speak his plans into you this year. Allow him to conceive in you that thing that he created you for in this hour. Many of us, myself included, have not had the character we need for what he wants to do in us. But he's refining our character. I once was a character. Now he's giving me character. Because he won't give us the glory and his anointing unless we have the character to bear it. Because his anointing will destroy us if we don't have the character. Another het word is kush. It means to hasten, to make haste, to hurry. It means accelerate. This is a year of acceleration. Another het word is chabel. It means cord, territory, allotment, portion. If we're not walking with the Lord, the flip side of that word, pain and destruction, become evident. This is the year the door is open. There will be much warfare. We're going to talk about that. But the light is getting lighter. I either go through the door in the light of his love, or I walk through the door and get consumed with the darkness. There's not going to be gray in the middle anymore. Katsath is the middle of the night or midnight. Expect the Lord to wake you up in the third watch of the night. We will be doing some prayer assignments in the third watch of the night. We will have some worship services in the third watch of the night, midnight to 3 a.m. That is the most wicked time in the earth. That is when most people are sound asleep. That is when the enemy runs unchained through our territory. No more. Another word is katsa, means to cut or split in two, to have or to divide. Expect the Lord to cut some things off this year. Last night he did radical heart surgery on us as we began to repent, not only personally, but corporately for our region. Expect him to divide some things and let him take them away. The Lord won't deliver us from our friends. Anything you want to hang on to, he'll let you. But some of the things we hang on to, he doesn't want us to have. And we can't go through the door if we're hanging on to them. Kasatz is to chop into, to sever or pierce, to curtail, to distribute, to cut off in the midst. That is what the Lord is going to do to our enemies this year. That is what the sword is all about this year. It's not about flesh. It's not about the media. It's not about who's in what office. It's about darkness coming down and being cut off. Kaber is an associate, a companion, a fellowship. It means to be knit together. Expect the Lord to expand your heart in fellowship this year, to connect you in places where you will feel as though you are connected. We're going to talk about that again in a minute. Kabar is to join specifically by means of spells, to fascinate, to charm, to couple together. In other words, the enemy is doing the exact same thing God is doing. He's counterfeiting what the Lord wants to do. He wants to build a body. The enemy is going to try and use spells, incantations, chants, vexes, hexes, charms to keep you from going where you need to be. But I got good news for you. The blood of the Lamb applied breaks every curse, breaks and forbids every spell. We have authority. It's interesting that the Lord uses the same letter to expose the plan of the enemy in trying to counterfeit the light that he wants to release into the earth. Remember, Het is the doorway of light from heaven into the earth. My favorite word for this year, and my favorite word for a couple of decades, has been chesed. Means goodness or kindness. Many Bibles translate it loving kindness. Means loyalty or mercy, but the literal meaning is unchanging love. His unchanging love for you will always carry us through. Another Het word is kagar. It means to put on our belt or to put on our armor. This year we must have the full armor of God on, because the enemy is shooting those fiery darts at our mind, at our conscience, at our intellect, at our emotions. He's trying to whisper, deceive, and beguile us. But worship will be a key weapon of our warfare this year. Because when we're worshiping, just like last night, just like tonight, just like this morning, it doesn't matter if you're in the assembled congregation or it's you and Jesus. Worship brings the manifestation of heaven and the earth and the angelic realm to fight on our behalf. We have four key battles that we need to face this year. Worship will open gates, but the enemy is going to war against you entering into those open gates. A gate was opened last night into the region for the Lord and his angelic hosts, and they came pouring through. But we have to apply the blood of the Lamb to those gates regionally. That's what we started to do last night. Every place you go, your workplace, your shopping places, your school places, you can just literally say, Lord, I apply the blood of the Lamb to the doorposts of this place. You don't have to physically go up and touch them. If he tells you to, do it. But every place you go, every place he's given you authority, release that authority and shut down the enemy. Because the enemy has been defeated by his cross. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Because Ket is a picture of a gate or an open door, there are four key gates that we have to war through this year. So I can get to that gate individually or corporately, but if I don't war to get through it, then the enemy has kept me from the promise on the other side of it. The first is the grace gate. Cain is a Het word. So this is a year that we have to go through the grace gate, and we have to war to get through that gate. To reach our goals, we will need to experience God's grace in 57:78. How many of you want greater measures of grace? I can't get by without it. Yesterday's grace is not sufficient. The problem confronting us in this gate is legalism. It will form a wall to keep you out of God's presence. Well, what is legalism? It produces four things. The first is defeat. Trying to please God by keeping his law always ends in defeat. It sounds like, I can't do that, or it's not good enough. The old perfectionist. Legalism will always whisper defeat to you. Number two, legalism produces rebellion. Many of us give up and stop trying. When the Lord says, I've given you this mountain, and we try to take it once and stop, that's rebellion. How many times did they march around Jericho? Seven times. Casey and I have been waning and activating 35 years prophetic words that were released over us. The Lord is bringing them to pass. I'm seeing the very first prophetic word ever spoken over me come to pass now. It was spoken in 1983. Don't give up. The third thing legalism produces is hypocrisy. I backslid at the age of 14 because of the hypocrisy of the leadership of the place we were attending. I took my eyes off the Lord and looked at man. Hypocrisy is, I'll give up. His standard is too high. His standard is the only standard that survives when the enemy comes in like a flood. Don't let the enemy whisper hypocrisy to you. It sounds like, I'll just fake it. Well, instead of faking it because you don't know the words to a song, sing in the Spirit. What? Okay. When I was in sixth grade, I was a trombone player. And one time there was a song that I hadn't memorized yet. So when it got to a certain part that I didn't know, I started into my trombone. I started humming into my trombone what I knew it was supposed to be, but I didn't know where to move the slide to get to. I'll fake it. That's what legalism does. It causes you to fall short of his glory and his grace. The fourth thing legalism produces is judgmentalism. Well, at least I'm better than them. But we've got the Holy Spirit. All they have is the Word. That's judgmentalism. The Lord is not going to allow that to exist as we go through the doors this year. You can't go through the grace gate if you're still moving in legalism. It's sad, but legalism is the only thing that some Christians have ever been taught. Do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, and you'll get to heaven. But that's not the goal. The goal is the manifestation of Jesus Christ through you and the earth now. Yeah. That's the goal. That was always his intent. The Hebrew word Cain means grace. In 57:78, God wants to open a door of grace that brings you out of legalism and into his presence. That door is open. The choice is ours. Here's some characteristics of grace. Grace is God's favor. God chooses to give you blessings you need but do not deserve. Always. He chooses. Grace is his favor. Grace is God's power. He gives you the power to do what you cannot do. It was not me who raised two dead people. It was his power. Released through a vessel that was willing to be where he asked me to be. Are you willing to be where he can release his power this year? Number three, grace releases pleasure and delight. His grace is the best gift we can ever get. In God's grace, there is overwhelming joy. That's where we get our strength, the joy of the Lord. And number four, grace is the sum of all God's blessings. Any blessing he gives you is an expression of his grace. It opens doors to every promised blessing. Do you know that his grace allows us to get all of the blessings that he's promised from Abraham and every covenant? And if we really want, it even takes us back to the covenant with Adam before we broke it, which gives us the covenant with Noah. That came before the covenant with Abraham. The second gate we have to go through this year is the covenant gate. This will be a year of intimacy. Huppah is the Hebrew word that literally means canopy or covering. Will he be the covering over every aspect of your lives? Or are there some things that you're still going to leave outside the intimacy of your relationship with the Lord? A huppah symbolizes the home that a couple will establish when they get married. It's a place of his presence. Lisa and Casey and Ron tonight got a movable chuppah and that mantle when it was placed over them. It's a place where his glory will come and reveal things to us. Marriage will be very important in 5778. If you have not heard, I am asking you tonight to pray for the government and the people of Australia, because in October they will have a free vote on whether or not gay marriage should be allowed in Australia. Now, I just get a bunch of silly looks. Is gay marriage allowed in heaven?
No.
Should we allow it in earth?
No.
The body of Christ, I talked with a friend earlier this week, he said the body of Christ is split because they know a gay person, therefore they have to love them and allow them to do whatever they want. Does God allow us to do whatever we want?
No.
So is that true love? And my word to that person was, if I truly love them, I would tell them the truth that can set them free. So I'm asking you to pray, because marriage is on God's heart, that the body of Christ and every person in Australia will vote for his righteous position, whether they know him or not. You notice I didn't specify the position. You need to know what his righteous position is. This is a year of a new level of intimacy. We have been pressing into the things of the Lord, and this is the year in which many of us are going to get to go behind that place that has kept us. If you want a picture of what the feasts are about, Passover, the outer court, is about us getting saved and just being in the body. Pentecost is about us learning of the teaching of who God is and coming in to the tabernacle. Sukkot is about entering into the Holy of Holies and experiencing his glory. That's what he wants for us this year, is to experience a new level of intimacy with him. Some of the het words that we're not going to go through are love, marriage, embrace, desire, partner, and friend. We have to go through the covenant gate this year. I found it interesting. I didn't see it because I was in here praying, but many people who came last night said there was a spectacular double rainbow that they had to come through to get here last night. That's his promise. He is keeping covenant. This is a year to know who you are linked to. In other words, if you're going to go into these next gates that we're going to talk about, you got to know who you're connected to. That's why some of those things we dealt with in communion and cut off those ropes that could pull us back into the past have to be dealt with. I can't be linked to the things that are familiar. God is a covenant God who does everything on the base of covenant. He won't do anything outside the covenants that he's established with man. The Bible is a covenant book. Our relationship with God is a covenant relationship that he established. By the way, you didn't find God. You finally answered him. He's been chasing you. I told someone once that wasn't saved, and they were trying to figure out what it was about. I said, God chased me so hard, I finally stopped and let him catch me. God calls us to walk in covenant with each other. We need to understand what covenant is this year, because he's calling us through that gate. He calls us to be a covenant people. He calls us his covenant people. Israel is his covenant people. And the only reason we got saved is because he loved Adam so much that he made a nation to deliver a deliverer that whosoever would believe in. And because we believe, he's making them righteously jealous. There is awakening occurring in Israel Every week I get reports about youth, Arab and Israeli, coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's an awakening happening in Israel because Christians, Gentiles, are loving the way they read in the Torah that God loves them. That's a laid down love that comes from covenant. God wants us to understand covenant this year so that we cannot be seduced into doing things that are apart from the covenant God has established with us. One of the most important ket words for this year, as I said earlier, is chesed. Often translated as loving kindness, it really would be loyal or unchanging love. That is Father's love for us, and that's the love that He wants us to love with. A laid down life of love. Chesed is a covenant word meaning a covenant commitment. Many of you know that if I give you my word, even if it hurts, I'm going to keep it. I may never give that word again, but because I gave it, I'm going to keep it. By the way, that's how the Lord drew us back to Him. Someone asked me if I would go to church with them, and I said, no, I think I'll look for another denomination. I had no intent, but because I spoke it, I did it. And they loved us back to Jesus. Chesed speaks of God's absolute commitment to keep His covenant. If you see it in the Word, it is His love letter, covenant, commitment, and promise to you. That means it's yours as much as it is anybody else's. Chesed is the basis of our faith. In 2 Chronicles 20:21, King Jehoshaphat sent the singers out before the army, and they said, His chesed, His loving kindness, His unchanging love is everlasting. All they did was sing this. Because they understood chesed, they had faith, and their faith activated the angels to go before them. And they didn't have to fight the battle. All they had to do was for 3 days pick up the spoil. God wants to knit you in covenant this year with specific brothers and sisters here on earth. This is a year that you need to know who you are knit to. Husbands and wives, that's rather obvious. For the rest of us, we have to know specifically what relationships He's calling us to be knit together, to be sewn into for His glory. This is a year to be connected. If you're going to go through the covenant gate, you can't go through it with, oh good, this is good for me. This is a year to reject isolation and independence. That is what most of the body of Christ has fallen into. If you take and listen to the surveys, there are so many million Christians in this nation. But the churches are empty. They've chosen isolation and independence. That's changing this year. And don't be judgmental when they come back, because Holy Spirit is drawing them back. We're going to see people who got saved in the Jesus movement and fell away finally come back to the Lord. If you do not have people around you that will lay down their lives for you, you better ask God who He wants you to be knit to. He's serious about the battles that are coming, and you got to know who will stand with you. Your future will be determined by the covenant connections that you have this year. In other words, the friends you keep determine what your future is going to be like. I can show you that in Proverbs, but we don't have time. The worship gate. This is the third gate we have to go through this year. Vav pictures the revelation of God shining down into the earth realm to illumine the earth. We mentioned that earlier. Zion pictures the light reflected back into the heavens full of praise. So Het completes the picture of that cycle of revelation and light coming down and revelation and worship going back up to heaven. This is a year to receive revelation from God and reflect it back to Him as praise. When He shows you something, that should cause your heart to instantly begin to praise Him. Whether you sing, whether you dance, or whether you just say, Lord, You are so awesome. Father, that is beyond anything I've ever known. That's as much worship as playing a piano and singing a song, recognizing His sovereign glory in the revelation He gives you. When you gain revelation and respond with a heart of praise, you've entered into that concept of worship that I just mentioned. That's the key to growing strong in faith. David, a young shepherd boy, worshiped. Worshiped and did his work. And all of a sudden, he was attacked by a bear and a lion. But because he worshiped, he had the presence of the Lord to have faith to believe that there was nothing that could come against him. And so when that teenage boy took lunch to his brothers and saw the giant, he worshiped. He worshiped in the face of all of the Israeli armies and in the face of all of the Philistine armies and in the face of Goliath. He declared the name of the Lord, and the Lord defeated his enemies. There are spiritual giants that your worship is going to bring down this year. This year, worship. I used to get concerned that people would see me when I was driving, worshiping and talking to the Lord. Now I don't have to worry. As long as my hands are on the wheel, no one's going to stop me because they just think I'm on the phone. Every place you go should be a time of intimacy between you and the Lord. To walk in faith this year, you have to know God is bigger than your enemy. Do you know that God is bigger?
Yes.
Then all you have to do is tell the enemy, Jesus bought that. The past is His, the future is His, and you are defeated. That's how powerful the blood is. That's applying the blood in worship. We also have to go through the warfare gate this year. This is a year of new beginnings. That was what we anointed the pastors of the church in. That is what we mantled them as, going into their new beginning. It's an old cycle is ending and a new day is dawning, but this is a year of transition. Most of us hate transition. Women know about transition more than men, if they've had children. Don't fear the transition this year. Because if I don't transition through that open door, I'm stuck in the past and I don't have the promises I need for the future. The key is we know how to make it through the last of the old to enter into the blessings of the new year. Ask the Lord, what do I need to do? That's what communion was about tonight, cutting off those last things that could pull our ankles back into the past. Many of us have our heart and our mind going through the door, but there's still some things, and we have until Passover next year to fully cross through all of that. But ask the Lord, what is the thing that's trying to pull you back from moving forward? That means we're going to have to war this year. We are in a battle. Even though we've been battling for 7 years, we are battling now for the next 3 years. See, you were once in the kingdom of darkness, but God has transformed you into the kingdom of light. And when the kingdom of light confronts and invades darkness, Satan rises up with opposition, but the light will invade the darkness this year. There will be conflict. He is calling each of you to be a vessel and a beacon of light in the places He goes. And that doesn't mean you have to get in the face of people. It just means that when they confront you, know that there are angels ready to war against the thing controlling them. Did you understand that? It's not a person. You are confronting spirits. When they come down into the earth realm, you have all authority over them. When they try to control from the second heaven, you have to be wiser than them. That is why this year the fruit of self-control will be important. It's the hardest fruit to walk in. If you don't believe me, believe me. So God has given us some keys for victory in this warfare, in the warfare gate. Number one is Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord. How do we become strong in the Lord? By walking in grace and covenant, the first two gates we have to go through. By coming into a new level of worship, the third gate we have to go through. If we want to be strong in the Lord, we've got to go through those first three gates to be able to go through this fourth gate, the warfare gate. Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God. Learn to wear your armor every day. Many of you who have been with us for the past 24 years know that we taught our children to put on their full armor every day. We said it's your underwear. Would you go out of the house without your underwear? Usually not. And then after, I'm not talking about fan. After you put on your full armor, the things the enemy sees, then pull on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the fruit of the Spirit against which there is no law, the things the world needs to see. So you're fully clothed to stand against the enemy and to witness for the King of Glory. Number three is James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. That means we've got to resist him. Did the Lord really say? Eve didn't resist him. That's how subtle the battle is going to be for some of us. We need to resist the enemy on every front this year so that we can walk in the Lord's victory. God says, if you are walking with me and you do not have to be afraid of the devil. The devil will be afraid of you. See, if I'm walking with the Lord, I can walk in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and know that all authority has been given to me over all of the power of the enemy. And I don't have to walk with fear. I can walk in his victory. I have to learn to resist the devil this year. It's very subtle. I was whispered to last night in the middle of worship that I did not have to do something the Lord asked me to do. It wasn't, you don't have to do it. I understand that temptation now. It's, I don't have to do it. As though it were my thought. And I said, Lord, thank you. I'm going to do it. It ended the battle right there. To achieve your destiny this year, you have to put on your full armor. There will be no more wounded warriors. Armor is a het word. It's kareb. It literally means drought or cutting off or a cutting instrument like a knife or a sword. The sword of the Lord, if you remember from last year, the sword of the Spirit is the word in your mouth spoken. 5777 was a year to choose to take up your spiritual sword, but this year is a year to do battle for the promises. So that is why the mantles of the crowns, because they represent all of you. You've all been crowned. Last year was the year of the sword and the year of the crown. You've got the authority to use the sword, but this year the Lord says, I'm releasing you to use the sword. That's the significance of this year. To win the battle this year, you must lay aside passivity. I guess I can do it. Well, maybe I'll do it after this commercial. Well, if they don't do it by next weekend, I guess I can do it. Chet words are force, army, strong, and valiant. They're not passive words. Last night, the Lord reminded us in worship of the Valley of Dry Bones and that he was connecting the body of Christ in this region in unusual ways this year. That's the army. It will be a force to be reckoned with. They will be valiant against the darkness, and strongholds will come down. This is a year to let God train your hands for war. The musicians did that beautifully last night. Took us into a place where the Lord equipped us to use the weapons of the warfare that he's given us. So let me flip for a few minutes to 2018, because that will be most of 5778. The 18th word in the Hebrew Torah is the word rakaf, which is a primary word meaning to hover or moving. The Holy Spirit hovered over formlessness and void. This year, expect the Lord to hover. Expect him, Holy Spirit, to hover over you, to cover you, and to release what you need through you. Not to you, but through you. The Spirit of God was hovering above, and he was waiting for something to happen, even as time and space and energy and matter were emerging out of the water. So the Holy Spirit was hovering, and everything we know as reality was coming out of the water as the Holy Spirit hovered. In other words, let Holy Spirit use you for creative purposes this year. If he calls you to speak to something that doesn't exist, be bold and speak to it. Call it into existence. Is that biblical? No arm. Will you do it on the Sabbath? You will do it whenever the Lord tells you to. That was Jesus' whole point. Grace is always grace. Remember, we're conquering legalism this year. The biblical measure, unit of measure, the earthly cubit was 18 inches. Expect the Lord to measure some things this year. The eternal cubit is 21 inches, but the earthly cubit that was used to measure everything in the temple was 18 inches, a foot and a half as we know it. Abraham had 318 men trained for war when he went to rescue Lot, and he met the king of Salem, Melchizedek, the prince of peace. We need to be trained for war in 2018. The Moabites and the Amorites held Israel captive for 18 years. You see that in the book of Judges. Many of us are going to end 18-year periods of captivity this year. Expect the Lord to break through some things that have been hindering you for the past 18 years. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, 2 Kings. Expect the Lord to promote the next generation this year. Watch out for the evil rulers. One of them's in the Asian Peninsula. But nurture that next generation to lead. Expect the Lord to be raising up this next generation this year to move powerfully in his mantle. Or do you suppose that those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed were worse than culprits than all of the men who lived in Jerusalem? That was Jesus' question to the Pharisees. It's the only place in the Bible that there's a mention that 18 people were killed when that tower fell. And there was a woman who for 18 years had a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent double and could not straighten up at all. And this woman, a daughter of Abraham, as she is, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, should she not have been released from this bond on the Sabbath day? Jesus again talking. Expect people who have been dealing with infirmities for a season, especially if it's been 18 years, to be set free this year. Ask the Lord if you're supposed to be the one that speaks to that infirmity, to loose them from that spirit. Notice it was a spirit that had her bound. There will be spirits that are broken off this year that will bring demonstrative healings that will cause people to wonder who your God is. A het word is kush. It means to hasten or to accelerate. Holy Spirit hovers over us in this year. Expect Him to accelerate righteous judgment, resulting in deliverances, healings, signs, wonders, and miracles. Do you want the hovering presence of the Spirit of the Lord over you? Expect the manifestations of that this year, more than you've ever seen before. We're expecting to see the Lord move demonstratively. This is a year to lift your expectations higher. Many of us have just been expecting that maybe, just maybe, we might perhaps get that promise. My Bible says you can come boldly before the throne of grace. That's expectation. We have to move in boldness and expect greater things this year. Father wants to pour Holy Spirit through you in new ways this year to gather His harvest. When you go into the field this year, expect. And Father will use you to catch fish. What field are you in? What bait are you using? If you're trying to fish in the natural, expect Father to cause the harvest to come to Him through you. This is 5778, the year of Ayin Hek. In this year, God is calling you through the gates to reject legalism and receive grace. To reject isolation and walk in covenant. To reject fearfulness and rise up in worship. And to reject passivity and press into victory. Let's stand before the Lord. God wants you to enter in to your new beginning in 5778. Father, we thank you that we are the apple of your eye, that your thoughts are always for our good and not for disaster, that you, Lord, have given us a promise of a future and hope. And Lord, we embrace your promise. We say this year we will walk in covenant with you, in covenant with those you call us to walk with in covenant, and we will see your covenant victory, the cross of Jesus Christ, manifest in a great way to bring harvest to your praise and your glory. Father, these are your sons and daughters. These are your fearless warriors. Lord, I say fear has no place in them anymore because your perfect love has permeated their hearts and delivered their souls. Father, I say let them go forth in your armor and in the mantle of your presence in ways they have never gone forward before. Father, I say in this year 5778, we send them to the destiny that you have for them, that they will stand in each gate, they will step through with you, and they will walk with a new anointing to release your glory in the places you call them to walk. Father, we send them now to prosper in your love, in Jesus' name. Amen.